الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم اللہ بسم اللہ الحمدللہ والصلاة والسلام على رسول اللہ وعلى آلہ وصحابہ اجمعین اما بعد ونعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. When I came to the mosque, to the masjid here today, I was really saddened to find out the passing away of our dear brother, Brother Amir. After being notified that he was only 16 years of age, that reminded me of my three children. They are young, they are youth. And we just take it for granted, the youth who are sitting up here, that our life is going to go forever. Let's delay the good things that we do, attending the masjid and connecting with Allah and reading the Quran. We just delay it many times, but we have to be aware that life is very uncertain. And we pray collectively that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins of our young brother Amir. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give patience and perseverance and strongness in faith to the parents and the family members of brother Amir. And we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, that he keeps on reminding that one day we are going to face him. One day we are going to face him, and that's the reality. Only God knows, Allah knows when we are going to die. Our time, our place, our date, our year has been already marked. So it's really important. Doesn't matter what age that we are. You know, if we go to the cemetery, we can find out there are people of different ages who passed away. They are just babies, few days old, people 100, 105 years of age. Our time will surely come. So the important fact is, the important fact is, we have to have the right belief in doing good deeds. We should not delay in that. We have to find the right faith, the faith which is connecting with the Creator, the faith of all the prophets and the messengers. And then on top of it, we have to keep doing good deeds. So in that way, inshallah, once we face our Creator, by His mercy, inshallah, God willing, He will induct us into eternal paradise. And we hope and pray that all of us together, inshallah, we go to the highest place, Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. So my khutbah today, so my name is Sabil Ahmed. I came here from Chicago. Alhamdulillah. So one of the purposes of coming over here is, besides the Jummah khutbah, besides the tonight's program about Dawah, we have a masjid open house, inshallah, tomorrow in one of the masajis. And we are inviting our non-Muslim brothers and sisters. So they can learn about Islam, they can ask questions, we want to socialize with them, we want to work with them, so we can, by Allah's guidance, make this a better society, inshallah. So my khutbah today is, what kind of good actions that we can do as Muslims, so we can revive the Muslim Ummah, connect with the Creator, so He can be pleased with us, by following the Quran in the Sunnah and becoming people of action. So I have a 7 quick points. Time is not going to allow me to go over details of those points, inshallah. So 7 quick points. So these points are quite easy to remember because it is our ummah, your ummah, right? My ummah. So our ummah, what is the revival of the ummah? What good actions that we can do? So every single letter of my ummah becomes one action item, inshallah. So the letter M. The letter M stands for what should be the mission of the Muslims. You know, when we came here, when you came from your work, I came from my hotel, the youth came from their school up there, we all had a mission why we came here today. We came here because we want to fulfill the obligation of praying the Jummah prayer. When we go to school, when we go to college, there is a mission. We want to take the classes, excel in the classes, graduate and then move on, there is a mission. When I came from Chicago to California, I had a mission. My mission is not just to stay in the hotel and eat some food and socialize with all of you. Yes, that's also good, but that's not my main mission. So we as Muslims, doesn't matter where we live in the world, India, Pakistan, or Middle East and Africa, America, or here in California, there should be a mission that should define us. That should be a mission that should align with the mission of the prophets and the messengers, peace be upon them. That should be the mission that should be pleasing to Allah. So what is that mission? That mission our Creator mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Baqarah, ayah number 143, our Creator, He's saying, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the ayah continues. So the mission is defined here, and our Creator, so the translation for our non-Muslim brothers and sisters is, our Creator in the Quran, He's saying that I have made you an ummah, a nation justly balanced, that you become witnesses to humanity the way the Messenger of Allah was a witness over you. So just to refresh for all of us, all the prophets, all the messengers that we Muslims, we believe in them. We believe that Abraham was a mighty prophet and a messenger. We believe in Prophet Moses and Prophet Ishmael and Isaac and Solomon and David and yes, Jesus, peace be upon him. And last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We know that their mission was to invite humanity to connect with the Creator, not to worship humans and idols and animals and plants and the creation, but only worship the one Creator. So for that reason, we see many, many passages in the Quran. So there is one passage for our non-Muslim Christian and the Jewish friends. You can appreciate this. This is from the Quran, chapter number 3, verse number 51. And Jesus, peace be upon him, he's quoted. And Allah is quoting Jesus and he's saying, Inna Allaha Rabbi wa Rabbukum fa'budu. Haza sirata mustaqim. So Jesus is saying, peace be upon him, that verily Allah is my Lord. He is your Lord. Worship him alone, and that is the straight path. So that was the mission of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. In fact, you can find the same thing if you look into the New Testament. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12, verse number 28, a Jewish person came to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and asked him a fundamental million-dollar question. And the question was this. Of all the commandments of the Old Testament, the person was asking, which one is the first, the greatest of all the commandments? That was the question. And the Jewish friends, the Jewish people, the Jewish brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, they have 613 commandments, to be exact. 613. And this person, he wanted to know, of all of them, which one is the first, the greatest of all of them? And Jesus, peace be upon him, in Mark chapter 12, verse number 29, he replied, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, he's only one. Worship him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that is the first commandment. And that was the mission, the invitation, and the message of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And exactly the same thing Prophet Moses, he mentioned in the Old Testament. all the messengers and prophets from Adam, Prophet Adam, the very first human, all the way to the last messenger, peace be upon him, they exactly had the same mission, to connect humanity, connect the creation with the Creator. So that should be our mission, my dear Muslims, my dear brothers and sisters, that should be our mission. Yes, we work 9 to 5 or any other hours that you work. We have to raise families, we have to gain education, right? We have to have all the wonderful blessings Allah God has given to us. But that is not the main mission for us. The main mission is to align ourselves so we can connect humanity with the Creator. So just imagine, right? Just imagine. If the noble companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if they limited their lives only to build the masajids, only to memorize the Quran, only to put bread on the food for their families, or just to pay the bills, if that was only limited activities of theirs, Islam would not have spread to different parts of the world. Why do you think, with all the suffering and all the limited resources, the noble companions, they went to different parts of the world? For example, Amr bin al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the year 641, he left Medina with the meager possessions and he went to the people of Egypt to peacefully convey to them the message of Islam. In the year 648, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with meager possessions, he went to the people of China. May Allah protect the people of China, especially the atrocities happening up there to the Muslims and to other Christians also in that part of the world. In the year 661, Uqba bin Nafi, he left Medina and he went to the people of Algeria to convey the peaceful message of Islam. In the year 711, right, Tariq bin Ziyad, he went to Spain. All of them, they went there because they had a mission in mind. So in the same way, my dear Muslims, all the activities that we do, doesn't matter, building the mosque, masajids, building the high schools up there, mashallah, I'm so glad to find out we have a school up there, a vibrant school, our time, our resources, all of them should be aligned to this higher, greater mission that Allah has given to us. Without that greater mission, our life would be just waking up in the morning, going to work, eating with our families, hobbies. Anyone else is doing the same. My neighbor is doing the same. How are we different? So M stands for the mission that our Creator has given to us, right? MY. Y stands for the youth. Youth. It is really important, as we are here again today for the condolences and praying for the maghfirah of our young brother Amir, we also have to realize that how can we protect our youth from falling into ills and the harms of the society. About 2 years ago, I went to Indiana to have a Dawah training session. After the session was done, I was approached by this couple who were really sad, who approached me and they said, Dr. Sabil, we need your help. And I said, my sister, my brother, how can I help you? Please tell me. They said that we have a 19-year-old boy who moved out from the home. And then they said, he became an atheist. My heart like collapsed on the floor. I was thinking, may Allah protect all of us and bring this youth back to Islam. Then they made one more statement that I was totally devastated. They said that he is a Hafiz of the Quran. May Allah protect us, our youth, the believers, all of humanity from these kind of calamities. So it's really important, I don't have time to go over the data, the statistics, but my recommendation for this masjid and all the mosques, all the masajis in the USA, is that just like we have a full-time imam, just like we have a full-time scholar in every masjid, almost every big masjid, every single masjid should have a full-time, not one youth director, but two of them. One for the youth brothers and one for the youth sisters. Really important. So the Y stands for the youth work that we need to do, right? MY, Ummah. U stands for unity within the Muslims, right? Unity within the Muslims. If we look into the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Within the coalition of Muslims of that time, there were people from Africa, people from Yemen, people from Persia, people from even India, people from Damascus. They were all from different tribes and races and cultures. They used to all come together as believers. And they used to, yes, pray together, socialize together, do activities together. So it's really important that the Quran describes Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the best example for all of us to follow. In chapter 33 of the Quran, verse number 21. So it is not enough for us just to look into the example, but application is really important. And it's not enough for us. So what does it mean by application? You know, I am part of the Y-Islam and the Gain Peace team of ICNA. We have a booth up there. Please donate for them and also for our non-Muslim friends over here. We have a free copies of the Quran in English. Take the free copies, read for them. You know, what is the message of God? Who is the creator, the purpose of life? The accountability that we have to face. So there's free copies of the Quran and also donate for them. So application of the unity means, based on my 25 years of experience of Dawah, this is what the data says, that Islam, despite all the misconceptions, it is the fastest growing faith in the USA, in the Europe, in South America, in Australia, right? Almost the whole world, it is the fastest growing faith. But we as Muslims, we have to make sure that, you know, have the masjid should be filled with the new Muslims over here, right? Have the masjid should be new Muslims. Where are they? Not only that, not only they should be coming, not only we should integrate them, it is really important for us that they should be the board of directors of the mosque, of the masajids. They should be the presidents of the masajids. They should be the one giving the Jummah khutbas. They should be the principals of our Sunday schools and our full-time schools. They should be fully integrated with us, right? So Islam is not just about, India and Pakistan and Arabia. Islam is a united faith. Islam came to empower all the people. So U stands for the unity. The M stands for, again, Muslims who are new to Islam. So that means we have to have really good programs in every masjid. So a person taking the Shahada, converting to Islam is not enough. We have to have a really good, vibrant follow-up system. So I would say, and we should, inshallah, that every single masjid, we should have a full-time director for new Muslims. Yes. It's really important. We have the money. You know, this. Look at the wonderful masjid here. And I just heard from the imam that our Fullerton community, they have purchased a land, million dollars. They're building a mega masjid, alhamdulillah. We have the money. So we have to invest the resources. If not, then we'll be held accountable to Allah that, you know, they came to Islam. We have not provided them the safety net. You know, in Chicago, where I am from, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I received a comment. We received a comment from a new Muslim that the days of the Eid are the saddest days for us for the whole year. When we asked them the question, which is obvious, they said that you born and raised Muslims, you can pray and go to your families and eat good foods and exchange the gifts. You have some social atmosphere, social activities. We pray, we come home, we are sad, we are depressed, we go to sleep. That is our Eid. But after the Y-Islam and the Gain Peace, we started the mentorship program. Alhamdulillah, now the same people, they are saying that Eids are the happiest days of the year for us. So every single masjid should have a full-time director of new Muslims. So UMMA, A stands for Amr bin Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. That means, for our guest over here, enjoining good and forbidding evil. Actually, I skipped one M. So that M stands for media relations. Really important. You know, tomorrow we have a masjid open house in one of the masajis. We are inviting our non-Muslim guests up there, our non-Muslim brothers and sisters, to eat with us, to socialize with us, and to hear the peaceful message of Islam with us, because there are so many misconceptions. So we sent out press release. And today, when I was coming from the hotel over here, I was quickly checking my emails, and lo and behold, one of the emails was from a sister, from a lady, a non-Muslim lady. Her name is Diane. When I looked at her signature, Fox News, right? Fox News. And she wrote in the email, so Dr. Sabil, where should we park when we come tomorrow to cover the open house? I was so excited. Fox News is coming, right? Of all the people. So I would say that we are underutilizing the media. You know, Malcolm X, Rahimullah, the great activist of the 1960s and before, he made a profound statement. He said that look at the power of the media. It can demonize an innocent person and it can do the reverse by the power of the media. So every single masjid should have a full-time person who is eloquent in becoming a spokesperson for the Muslim community, have took some classes in the media relations. We should invest in it. Because our masajis, our community, we are doing humongous job. Not only serving the Muslims, but serving humanity. Right? I was coming from 10 a.m. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony for ICNA Relief. And they are serving humanity by soup kitchens and, you know, food drives and clothing drives all over the USA. So we have many, many good things that we are doing. So we need to share that with the media. We cannot complain, you know, why is media not covering? Yes, media is biased. We know that. However, media is also looking for good stories. Once we approach them, write good press releases, invite them for press conferences, they will come because they are thirsty for the news. So that is the next one, right? And then the two more to go. So the A stands for Amr bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. That means enjoining good and forbidding evil. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah number 3, ayah number 110. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil marufi wa tanhauna anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. And the ayah continues, the words continues, and in which our Creator is saying that you are the best of people created for humanity because you enjoin good, you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah, you believe in God. So it is not enough for us to say that we are Muslims. To be a Muslim, we have to be the peacemaker in the society. We have to be the ambassador in the society of peace and goodness. So I say this, right? I say this, that Muslims cannot win justice and fight for justice and be victorious for justice in this country or anywhere in the world if we don't also fight for justice for our brothers and sisters of humanity. Just like with passion, right, with resources, we go with our yellow school buses to have a rally in the downtown of California, of LA. With same passion, we should go for our African-American brothers and sisters, Native American brothers and sisters, or any minority, any majority who have been oppressed, equally Muslims should be going there for their justices. We cannot win for justice for only Muslims if we deprive other people their justice. And that's what Islam teaches us. And the last H stands for the humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid. So Islam, you know, before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, before the age of 40, when he received the revelation, he went to his wife Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she consoled him by saying, you know, Allah is not going to disown you because you are good to your neighbors, to the poor, the widows, and the guests. So he was a humanitarian person even before he was assigned to be a prophet to come and reach with the message of Islam. So by implementing, by knowing and implementing these 7 points, I would say we as Muslims can have a mission with purpose in our existence in this part of the world and anywhere in the USA or anywhere in the world. So we hope and pray that our Creator will give us the ease, the ability, the knowledge, the unity. I hope and pray that may Allah unite our hearts and minds and remove the oppression, not only from the Muslims around the world, in Palestine, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, Afghanistan, China, India, anywhere in the world, not just the oppression on the Muslims. We hope and pray that any oppression going on any person, may Allah help us to fight against the oppression and for the people who are oppressed. So we can, all of humanity, not in do in fighting, but all of us fight together against Satan so we can please the Creator. أَخُولُ خَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُكُمْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا مُحَمَّدٍ. بسم الله بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد ونعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. Please make straight lines. Fill in the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم for our non-Muslim guests here We'll be now be giving a prayer service for Brother Amir. You all may stay seated during this time, but once we're done with the prayer service, we're going to be heading to the cemetery. Thank you, and peace be upon you.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, we have a few requests for dua before the janazah, so please dua shifa for Brother Lahuari Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Abdul Hay Giryan, Brother Sayyid Goose Yazdani, and the six-year-old Ali Lakani. And please request for Dua Maghfira for Sister Shanti Baldwin, Sister Suraya Begum Khan, and Brother Shahzad Qureshi. So inshallah with that, if everyone can rise for the janazah. Salat al-janazah, right, the funeral prayer, is for takbirat. The first takbirah, you can recite Surat al-Fatiha, or you can say the opening dua for Salah, Subhanakallahu alhamdik. second takbirah, we recite dua Ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. In the third takbirah, you make dua for the deceased. In the fourth takbirah, you can make dua for the Muslims and we'll make taslim. Please, we request the family of our dear brother Amir to please come forward. All family members are requested to come forward. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'afu anhu wa wassi' mudakhalahu wa akrim nuzulahu waghsilhu bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad wa naqqihi min adh-dhunubi wal khataaya kama yunqqa ath-thawb al-abyadu min ad-danas. Allahumma adkhilhu al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhu al-jannah. اللهم أدخله الجنة. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزده في إحسانه، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته. اللهم صبر أهله، اللهم صبر أهله، اللهم صبر أهله. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His peace and His blessings and His forgiveness on our dear brother Amir. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him of all his shortcomings and his mistakes. Allah, in all that he was good in, increase him in his righteousness and in his reward. For any mistakes he made, please overlook those and forgive those. O Allah, enter him into the highest gardens of paradise. O Allah, give beautiful patience to his family, through which their patience they will meet him in the highest gardens of paradise. And O Allah, the way you've gathered all of us here today, we ask you to gather all of us in the righteous gardens of paradise, where we will meet the prophets and the righteous and the martyrs. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, the burial will take place at the Westminster Cemetery, correct? At the Westminster Cemetery. So inshallah, you may all head forward in that direction. You may meet to give condolences to the family here, and then you're requested to go straight to the cemetery. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.